In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The theological virtues are three: faith, hope, and charity. They receive this name because they are gifts from God. They are special graces with which He seeks, out of love, to share His same life or divine nature with us. That is why, with the help of these supernatural virtues, we can truly live as His children, following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Gregory of Nyssa says, "The goal of a virtuous life is to become like God, in other words, to restore in us the initial plan of God, a plan that original sin ruined. And in order to achieve this, God, in His infinite goodness, grants us this special help through these three gifts: faith, hope, and charity." The theological virtues have as their origin and objective the one and triune God. The theological virtues are the guarantee of the presence and action of the Holy Spirit in the faculties of the human being. Within the wonderful work of salvation, it is the Holy Spirit who is called to restore our likeness to God. For this reason, these virtues were placed by Him in our hearts on the day of our baptism, but as a seed. Therefore, we have the responsibility to collaborate with Him in the growth and improvement of this seed. And like all divine seeds, they will not be able to grow and perfect themselves without being constantly watered and nourished by the grace of God. We need to realize the great importance of leading a true life of prayer and sacraments, which are wonderful and inexhaustible sources of divine grace. Faith is the theological virtue by which we believe in God and in all that He has told and revealed to us. It is man's response to God, who goes out to meet Him, and God reveals Himself. God reveals His love, His mercy, His greatness, His power, and His will. The word believe comes from the Latin credere, a verb that is formed by two roots: cred, that refers to the heart, and de, that refers to the action of placing or putting. So we can say that faith is putting our heart in God. And this means trusting in Him, in His love, in His word, in His commandments, in His promises. In other words, to believe in God because there is full and absolute trust in Him. Our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, "If you want to please Me, trust Me. If you want to please Me more, trust more, immensely more." That is why the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, tells us, "Now it is impossible to please God without faith, since anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and rewards those who seek Him." Faith is the capacity that the Holy Spirit gives us to go beyond everything, to raise us above everything in every situation, in every circumstance of our life, always recognizing God, recognizing His will, and seeing things as God sees them. The way of seeing things as God sees them is very important because this will allow us, for example, to find a meaning for the pain of a situation we don't like and understand suffering in our lives. Suffering and pain give us a superior meaning that unites us more to God, that makes us grow in holiness, and allows us to collaborate with Him in His work of salvation. Abraham is the model of faith that sacred scripture or the Bible proposes to us, but the Virgin Mary is the most perfect realization of faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call to set out for a country that was the inheritance given to him and his descendants, and that he set out without knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the promised land as though it were not his, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. He looked forward to the well-founded city, designed and built by God. It was equally by faith that Sarah, in spite of being past the age, was made able to conceive, because she believed that he who had made the promise was faithful to it. Because of this, there came from one man, and one who already had the mark of death on him, descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven and the grains of sand on the seashore, which cannot be counted. All these died in faith before receiving any of the things that had been promised, but they saw them in the far distance and welcomed them, recognizing that they were only strangers and nomads on earth. People who use such terms about themselves make it quite plain that they are in search of a homeland. If they had met the country they came from, they would have had the opportunity to return to it, But in fact, they were longing for a better homeland, their heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, since he has founded the city for them. It was by faith that Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He offered to sacrifice his only son, even though he had yet to receive what had been promised, and he had been told, "Isaac is the one through whom your name will be carried on." He was confident that God had the power even to raise the dead, and so, figuratively speaking, he was given back Isaac from the dead. By faith, Mary accepted the announcement and the promise that the archangel Saint Gabriel brought her, believing, "For nothing is impossible to God." For this reason, even without fully understanding the announcement, the Virgin Mary immediately gives her consent. "You see before you the Lord's servant. Let it happen to me as you have said." By this faith, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, greeted her, saying, "Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled. By this faith, from now onwards, all generations will call me blessed." Throughout her life and until her last test, when Jesus her son died on the cross, her faith did not waver. Mary did not stop believing in the fulfillment of God's word. For all these reasons, the Church embodies in the Virgin Mary the most perfect realization of the faith. While it is true that faith is a gift from God, it is also true that in faith, the human intelligence and will cooperate with divine grace, which helps us through the interior aids of the Holy Spirit to move the heart, direct it to God, accept and believe the truth. St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Believing is an act of the understanding that accepts divine truth by dominion of the will moved by God through grace." I believe, Lord, but increase my faith. Lord, I believe, of course I believe, but sometimes faith staggers me. My certainties begin to weaken, and I ask myself again for what I had already found an answer for. I doubt if what I lived with you was true or my imagination. I believe, but the bright days full of faith, they are followed by drier ones. And when the storms hit me, I forget all of the ones that you already saved me from. I believe, Lord, but increase my faith. Tell me again in my ear how much you love me, how much you want my happiness, that you are my good shepherd, and with you I lack nothing. I believe, Lord, but increase my faith. May my doubts remind me of my fragility, my constant need to grow in the bond of love with you, to deepen prayer, love, and trust. I believe, Lord, but increase my faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.